Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Tonight, organized labor braces for a showdown with government over decision by SNIT to sell off 60% stake in four top hotels to a Greek minister's firm.
For us, it smacks of state capture, and that should be stopped, and stopped immediately. And if the Minister for Pensions failed to stop SNIT, we workers of Ghana, we own the funds, we will stop that process.
Details as the union say they disagree with SNIT's assessment that Rock City Hotel, owned by their Greek minister, submitted the strongest financial proposal.
We don't agree with that assertion. We think proper due diligence was not done. And we, as the major stakeholders for pension funds, we must not sit idle. And I repeat, our pension funds are used for Jaskele.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
Organized labor led by the Trade Union Congress, TUC, is tonight bracing itself for a showdown with government. The state-run Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, has agreed to sell off 60% stake in four top hotels to Rock City Hotel, a facility owned by their Greek minister, Brian Champon. Tonight, organized labor has given government a choice. Stop the transaction now, or we will stop it for you. Now, SNIT, in a statement, denied any foul play in its decision to sell the stake to their Greek minister's firm, arguing Rock City submitted the best and strongest financial proposal out of six shortlisted entities. But the workers have rejected that. Now, the North Tong MP, Samuel Lokujetu-Ablakwa, who was the first to raise the issue, is confident that his petition to Shraj will be thoroughly investigated.
We find it difficult to understand why the original proposal of the sale of SNIT's interest in six hotels has now reduced to four. We hold the view that this renders the whole process null and void. And three, we find it difficult to understand why the proposed payment terms varied from the original MOU based on the recommendations of the transaction advisor. We also find it difficult to understand why SNIT's interest in these hotels should be sold to a company owned by a minister of state. We do not think that this is right. The process was flawed. Our reps on SNIT board were very clear in their demand that for a number of reasons, the process be halted. But from all indications, it appears the process is going on. And in fact, they are even speeding it up. And we don't think that is right. We do not think that the regulations that guide the sale of state assets were followed. We do not think that the necessary due diligence was done. We cannot imagine that state properties will be sold to a minister of state. For us, it smacks of state capture, and that should be stopped, and stopped immediately. And if the minister for pensions, who is also Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, failed to stop SNIT, we workers of Ghana, we own the funds, we will stop that process.
And that there is Dr. Yaban. He is the Secretary General of the TUC at the news conference today. Papania Shale just returned from that particular news conference and is in the studio with me. Just as you were returning, we got a notice from Shraj, because Samuel Lokujetu-Ablakwa, as I mentioned, had gone to Shraj already with a petition on the subject.
Yes, Evan. So this is dated today and addressed to Okudjetua Blackwa. It says that, well, I write in acknowledgement of your complaint brought before the commission dated 16th May 2024 to respectfully inform you that the commission will revert to you in due course. Yours sincerely, signed by the principal registrar.
So shall acknowledging receipt of that particular petition by the workers and waiting, as we just heard there from the Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Yaba, they want this stopped and they want it stopped immediately or else they themselves will stop it for the government. They are targeting their demand at the minister responsible for pensions and employment as well. Today they spelled out clearly, did they not?
Yes, they did that. So two individuals, the minister responsible for employment, and then to the board of SNIT in itself. And then finally, there's an appeal also to President Akufo-Addo to also give them a hearing where they are asking that all these entities should make sure that this deal is halted once and for all.
Organized labor, therefore, demands that the process of the sale of SNIT's interest in the hotels be cancelled immediately. We are also calling on the Minister for Employment, Labor Relations, who is also responsible for pensions, to direct the Board of Trustees of SNIT to cancel the process immediately. Otherwise, we will advise ourselves.
And it's important to know that SNIT itself has issued a statement on this particular subject, clarifying what has happened so far. And if you haven't seen that, I need to go through that for you, because the workers had something to say about SNIT's own conclusions on the back of what they told that they've done as part of finalizing this process to sell off the stake. They've gone through this process all the way from November 2018, when the trust commenced a process with engagement of a transaction advisor. And then they come to 2022, where then they now open the process up for interested companies to bid. Now, SNIT tells us that a total of 9 companies responded to the advertisement by submitting proposals on the 23rd March 2022 deadline. 6 out of the 9 were shortlisted and issued with requests for proposal documents. Now, the qualifying firms were invited for the opening of their financial proposals based on the technical and financial evaluation. The Rock City Hotel emerged the best. Now, that is the hotel owned by the Agric Minister, Brian Champon. And so this is his conclusion, that Rock City, out of the 6, emerged the best. They did not tell us how they came to that conclusion, that Rock City was the best. But they go on to tell us that based on the criteria set out in the RFP, Rock City Hotel submitted the best and strongest technical and financial proposal among those received. What that exactly is, we don't know. What are the specifics of that? We don't know. And that's a question that Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa has been asking. They also say that because of that, it is in negotiations currently with SNIT to buy the 60% stake in each of the 4 hotels. The hotels are important. These are top hotels, you know. Labadi Beach Hotel, the La Palm Royal Beach Hotel, the Ridge Royal Hotel, and Elmina Beach Resort. Now, bids for the Buzia Beach Resort and the Trust Lodge were considered to be unsuccessful, so they are no longer part of the hotels covered in this process. Now, the workers today, Papa, object to this conclusion.
Yes, Evans. And they started from the number of hotels that were involved in this particular deal. First started from 6, and as you ended the statement with, 2 have been removed from that process. They say that that is questionable. Again, they come to the point, and this is being said by the executive secretary of CLOCSAG, Dr. Isaac Bampoado, who says that they don't believe due diligence was done and the assessment or what is being said by SNIT is anything to go by. If for anything at all, they want the deal cancelled. There's a threat from them that if that is not done, they will hit the streets and the entire country will feel it.
These funds are not government funds. These funds are pension funds.
Yes.
And pensions are guarded by the Act 766. We have investment guidelines under the Act 766. And clearly, these guidelines have not been followed. Government should be aware that we will not allow them to play chaskele with our funds. Should they dare go ahead, it will be the mother of all strikes in Ghana. But outline our issues in our statement. We don't agree with that assertion. We think proper due diligence was not done. And we, as the major stakeholders for pension funds, we must not sit idle. And I repeat, our pension funds are used for chaskele. We'll not allow it. We are not happy with the due diligence that was done. And that's why we are calling that it should be cancelled immediately.
Well, in the last few moments, we're just learning that organized labor have now sent a petition to the chief of staff, to the president himself, on the list of issues that we've just heard them articulate at the press conference. I have a copy of this particular petition. I want to go through that for you because this is just coming in on the back of that press conference they just finished at their headquarters. They say that at a meeting held today, the workers' representatives on the board of trustees of SNIT go on to say they briefed the top leadership of organized labor about the proposed sale of 60% of SNIT. Of SNIT's interest in some hotels. Now, the workers' representatives informed the leadership that they had collectively raised objections to the process and had advised that the process be all halted. In fact, if you look at the SNIT board, there are three reps from organized labor on it, and those are individuals that have been referenced here. They briefed the leadership of organized labor. Now, we find it extremely difficult to understand why, one, SNIT's interest in six hotels will be packaged and sold as if all the hotels are in the same financial situation. Two, the original proposal of the sale of SNIT's interest in six hotels has now reduced to four. We hold the view that this renders the whole process null and void. Three, the proposed payment terms varied from the original MOU based on the recommendation of the transaction advisor. We also find it difficult to understand why SNIT's interest in these hotels should be sold to a company owned by a minister of state who do not think who may think that this is as of right. They're going to say that organized labor therefore demands that the process of the sale of SNIT's interest in the hotels be cancelled immediately. And this is reiterating the things we've just heard them say in that press conference. And this is signed by the Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Dr. Yaoba. And this, by the way, is addressed to the Chief of Staff Office of the President's Jubilee House, the Honourable Minister for Employment, Labour Relations and Pensions, and Chairperson of the Board of Trustees at SNIT, and the Director General of SNIT as well. And this is organized labor beyond the press conference, writing to the Office of the Chief of Staff, demanding that that process to sell off 60% stake in these four hotels to the Rock City Hotel, which is owned by the Agric Minister, is halted immediately. Okay, so if you pay attention to the SNIT statement, they claim that Rock City Hotel, which is owned by the Agric Minister, emerged the best in terms of the proposals that they considered. Okay, so what do we know about Rock City?
Well, Evan, so Rock City is a hotel, just like you said, has been, you know, in partial operation since 2019. 2019 was when Rock City started, partial operation, although the construction work began in 2008. So technically, Rock City has been in business for roughly 5 years. Now, this may be why they still had a window of opportunity to be part of the, you know, the bidders, although the first deadline was January 2019. So remember, the first window was open in 2019. And then in 2022, there was a different window that was open.
But let's clarify, the window that was open in 2019 had specifically to do with transaction advisor.
Absolutely.
So that was quite different from actually getting companies with the gravitas to put in bids.
But according to SNIT, the first deadline was in January 2019, and that was when they selected the first 15 companies that had expressed interest in submitting their bids. Now, of these, six were shortlisted and issued with requests for proposal documents.
So, and these all relate to the transaction advisors.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you come down to 2022, that's where they began the actual process of getting companies in like Rock City and others who should express interest in actually taking up the stake that was available.
So it was a second window of opportunity that Rock City took advantage of and was part of this. That was 2022, just like you said. So Rock City technically has been in operation since 2019. But in 2022, they were part of the companies that bid for, you know, to hold that stake in SNIT Hotels.
Okay, and so the key question that we're asking tonight is fundamentally, Rock City 2019 started operations. In 2022, they were 3 years old?
So, yeah, 3 years old in 2022, but technically now they're about 5 years into the operations.
But of course, as at the time that they submitted the bid, at the time that they were reviewing this process, they were 3 years old. The key question that many have asked tonight on the back of that is that which other firms also submitted bids, right? Because this, from what the document that we have, that in fact that the SNIT itself put out, they wanted international. They really want world class operators who know the field to participate. In fact, the advertisement was also published in the Economist magazine on the 26th February 2022, and that's where they had a total of 9 companies responded to the advertisement by submitting their proposals on the 23rd of March deadline. 6 out of the 9 were then shortlisted and then issued with a request for proposal documents. And the key question then becomes, considering that this was in the Economist magazine, did they also have interested companies from abroad with far more experience? And who were these companies, for example? Now, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But we know that out of that publication, we had 9 companies, which 6 were shortlisted. So the key question is, were their international organization and multinational organization part of this shortlisted companies that Rock City emerged as the best, according to SNIT?
And that's just a brief on what we know about Rock City. And I want to quickly expand this conversation a bit more. Vitus Azim is the anti-corruption crusader, joins us right now because, as you may know, a part of this has gone to the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. Samuel Kujita Blaka filed that. His case is anchored on a case of potential conflict of interest. Listen to him.
If you look at the statements SNIT has put up, they do not respond to the fundamental issues. The crux of the matter is totally avoided. SNIT is engaged in avoidance. I have raised the fundamental issue of conflict of interest. So the Honorable Brad Champon should have been nowhere near this transaction. SNIT has not addressed that fundamental issue. SNIT fails to address the issue of how Rock City was selected. You cannot just claim that Rock City presented the best financial and technical proposal. Where is the evidence? SNIT does not provide the evidence. If you look at their own statement, they say that they started this procurement process in November 2018. Rock City is operations a year after, November 2019. The procurement violations, the cronyism, the graft, the insider dealing. I am happy that all of these matters are going to be delved into.
Vitus Azim is anti-corruption crusader, used to be the head of the Ghana Integrity Initiative. Abdullah Mashoud is a pensions expert, joins us on the line also with his thoughts on this. Vitus, do you see a potential conflict of interest matter at stake here in this issue that we've been talking about?
Yes, I think there is a potential conflict of interest because, you see, this is a politically exposed person. He's in a position to take decisions. But even the fact is that when you set up a company with the funds of workers and you are going to sell it out, you must first give that opportunity to the workers. The ordinary workers could have bought these small shares so that they will have a stake in the running of the hotels. But now you hand over 60% of all this. So even you are more or less relinquishing your power to manage, because 60% is more than half of the ownership of these 5 hotels, 6 hotels. Besides, Rock City, I think, was 1 hotel. Now, all of a sudden, it is in a position to take over 6 more hotels than that. We haven't even seen the cost of the sale to him or the transaction, which is a headache. I mean, it's a worry because we don't know how much they're selling it. And those are the issues of conflict of interest. You are in government, you are in a position to take decisions, and you are the one going in to buy this company or these hotels. So definitely you cannot be sure that there can be various underhand negotiations that ended up just saying, let's hand over to him. And that's where the issues are. But secondly, is Rock City properly registered with the Registrar General Department? Is this properly registered with Ghana Revenue Authority? Do we have a tax file? Have they been paying taxes? Has Bride Champon properly obtained permission from Parliament to run this run a hotel business? Has he declared Rock City as an asset in the asset declaration? So this has given rise to several more questions that will come up.
If he's done all the questions, if he answered all the questions you just posed, is he in the clear?
No, I'm still worried about the cost of the transaction, which is the most important part. Because, you see, because of his position, if the transaction would have cost less than 100 million, they might give it to him for 50 million. Because of his position as a key person in the ruling party. You see, and that is the worry. He was in the presidency, he was in the Jubilee House before being made Minister of State, Minister of Charge of Agriculture. So when you're in the Jubilee House and Senate management is appointed by the president, you easily can influence whatever happens at Senate. And of course, you know, recently there were changes, the removal of the managing director and all that. So those are things that are of concern to us.
Yeah, it's a concern to you.
Workers and pensioners.
Yeah, it's a concern to you, but SNIT says they evaluated the proposals that everybody submitted, six companies in total, and Rock City emerged the best. And they emerged the best because the criteria was they were looking for somebody who had the strongest technical and financial proposal. And they say Rock City had that. If that is indeed the case, then regardless of his political affiliations and whether or not he's a minister, you give it to him, don't you?
Have you, as a journalist, seen the documents, the tender documents? We haven't seen those. It's not in the public domain. You see, so that's what I said, even the cost of the transaction, we don't know. And that his position as a minister could have influenced not only the decision to give the hotels to him, but also the amount that he would be expected to pay. There have been cases in the past where you buy these assets and you don't pay fully. You just make a deposit and you take over and you're running and then taking money from there to pay. So these are the things that journalists should look into. How much was the sale? Has it been paid fully? What are the terms of the sale and our terms of payment? And we are saying that because of his position as a minister of state, he can influence these things. And that's where there's a concern.
Also joining me is Abdullahi Mashood, is a pensions expert. Abdullahi, you've seen this new statement. They simply wanted a strategic investor. You've been analyzing SNIT's performance over the years. Do they really need this?
Hello. Good evening, Evans, and good evening to our listeners. Well, the chemistry of social security administration and governance around the world. Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great. I'm saying the chemistry of social security administration and governance around the world is changing. And it's about time the stakeholders, for instance, organized labor, I've observed that they are always being reactive instead of being proactive. The dynamics are changing, and they represent the entire labor force in the country. I think it's about time about the way it operates as far as social security administration and governance is concerned. Yes, I have seen a significant response to the Honorable Abdulkadir's query on the sale of hotels to an individual. SNIT in their response got to indicate that they do not violate any procurement procedure. But that is not the focus in the case of Social Security Administration. What we are looking at Social Security Administration, especially if you bring in the objective that they stated, efficiency and sustainability, satisfying procurement procedures is not coming in at all. Clearly, I'm not sure what Shiraji will be investigating. Are they investigating possible breaches in the procurement process or looking for conflict of interest situation or seeking to establish if the transaction met best practices for social security?
And that is what I'm asking you. They say they wanted a strategic investor. You look at SNIT's performance. We've done a show on this where you analyzed it over the years. Do they really need this?
Clearly, they don't need that. We have to go back to the state of those hotels in question. We have to ask the question of how they were performing. We have been looking at the figures. If you look at Labadi Beach and the hotel at Cape Coast, you realize that they declared very good returns last year. I'm still checking on the other two hotels. But if you look at on the surface of it, you realize that we didn't need this one at all, especially if you bring in their performance over the years. Look, the case on hand is not about satisfying procurement procedure, but largely has to do with how the sale or the transaction would translate into optimal returns in a safe way and contributing to the broader growth of the economy. Before I go on, let me frankly say that to assess the prudence of the action taken by the trust, charge will need some technical help in the circumstance. For instance, like I said, we need to look at the performance of these hotels before. Clearly, from where I stand and looking at the figures that I'm seeing about their performance, I'm not sure we needed something like this. For efficiency, stakeholders have to broader look at the investment function of the trust. One thing I can boldly say is that stakeholders are sleeping on most of the important issues on social security administration and governance. Best practices in divesting major investment of public pension system, I can tell you that this will not pass the test.
And Vitus, so what do you want to see on this particular subject? The workers say they want this cancelled immediately. You share that view?
I definitely share that view. The transaction should be cancelled because it's not necessary. It's surely with secrecy and some suspicions of potential conflict of interest and all that. And so I don't think it's necessary.
Thank you very much. That is Vitus Azim there. He's anti-corruption crusader. He's a former head of the Ghana Integrity Initiative. Abdullah Mashood is a pensions expert. And Kofiji is still with me. Many would have heard the name Rock City because it's become part of now of this controversy. That is the hotel owned by Brett Champong, who is a great minister. What is his pedigree, though, when it comes to what it does as a hotel? And that is it really in a position to manage four top hotels, including Labadi Beach Hotel? What do we know about Rock City? Well,
so definitely Rock City is not in Accra, but it's in Kwewu, in Kwetia, in the eastern region. Now, according to them, they call themselves the luxury haven, with currently about 600 rooms designed for...
600 rooms?
Yes, currently. Now, they say that they have an ongoing expansion and they aim to make Rock City one of Africa's largest or world's largest hotel resort, boasting of about 2,200 rooms, by the time they are done with the expansion. But currently, if you go on their website, they say they have about 600 rooms. By the time they are done with the expansion, Rock City will be boasting for about 2,200 rooms.
And they claim that they want to make this one of the largest hotels, not only in West Africa, but in Africa.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's Rock City there. That's the entity that the snitch says emerged the best when they did the evaluation of the bids that have been submitted to take 60% stake in four hotels, including the Labadi Beach Hotel. What do you make of this tonight? As you just heard there, the workers are not only protesting, they've written directly to the presidency. They are asking that this arrangement be terminated, cancelled immediately. Although Snitch says they've already are currently negotiating with Rock City to take over those 60% shares that they currently hold in these four entities. I want to hear from you on Newsnight. We start